Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Church, and thank God we're together, and we are the church together. Amen. Amen. So good to see all of you here this morning. Praise the Lord on this beautiful fourth Sunday in November, the last Sunday in November of 2022. So good to see all of you here in St. Louis. It's a cloudy day. And it's still the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Pastor Mom is sitting here bright and shiny. Amen. And ready to open us up with a word of prayer. Good morning, Pastor Mom.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Amen. Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespass.
As we forgive those who trespass
against us.
And lead us not into temptation.
But deliver us from evil.
Yes.
For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thy
hand.
Bless our president. And give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Glory to God. You sound nice and strong this morning. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 95. We'll be reading Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and we'll read that together. Thank you, Jesus, because we are the church together. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's read Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34. Verses 1 through 3. Let's read that together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, you know that this is a time, hallelujah, for pearls to ponder. Amen. The Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his names, his character, and his nature. And every month, we have a name that during our pearls to ponder, a name, a character, a nature of the Lord. We have that every month. And this month, what we're looking at is Father. The pearl that we're pondering is Father. Hallelujah. The Lord is our Father. So earlier we talked about his steadfast love that never ceases. Amen. And then we talked about how he gives good gifts to his children. Amen. Hallelujah. We talked about him being a good father. Amen. And then we went through the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. And Pastor Mom just said that so well. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we even talked about how he so loved the world. He's got a lot of love for us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So this week, we're going to be talking about the Lord as our Father, who is the Father of creation. Now, Matthew 25, verses 31 through 35, and that's Matthew 25, verses 31 through 35, says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as shepherds divide his sheep and the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. And so we're going to hear a song, Father of Creation, because Jesus said, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. So this song is Father of Creation by Hillsong. Praise God.
Presence to sing a song to you, a song of praise and honor for all the things you helped us through. You gave a life worth living, a life in love with you, and now I just love giving all my praise back to you. You're the Father of creation.
Hallelujah. And then, you know, when we ponder on the Lord as the Father of creation, we realize that the creation that, you know, when he spoke it into existence, is still going on. And we don't know how many thousands or millions or billions of years that he actually said that. Hallelujah. And all we know is that it's still, his creation is still going on right now, and he's the Father of it. Praise God. And so we give him praise and glory, and we thank him that he is a good father, sending himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come here, suffer, bleed, and die for us. Hallelujah. And then be raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Amen. It's so much we can ponder on about that. Hallelujah. So let's do some pondering this week and just think about him as being the Father of creation. And that's our pearls to ponder for today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on to our declarations. I'm telling you, there's some things that have been going on lately. Okay? There's some serious spiritual warfare that's going on lately. I don't know if I'm just on the radar. I don't think I'm on it by myself. And so I have just been praying and just so happy that we have declared and to decreed some things ahead of time that as these attacks from the enemy try to come in all various shapes and forms, that they are rendered null and void in the name of Jesus. And so I was last night, and this has happened to me, I don't know, I guess within a week or so. Yeah, within this past week, I guess a couple of times where there's been like just itching. And I know that there's some things going on here. We've been moving some things, furniture around and things like that. And I do believe it's dust mite that's been bothering me. But you know what? I had to pray over that too. Amen. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. And so as I was praying over that itching and the feeling that, you know, something was going on like that, the Lord reminded me of years ago when I was praying and I saw, I was at somebody's house, and I saw, I don't know if it was ants or roach or something like that, and I started declaring and decreeing over that thing. I said, you have no right here. You have no authority here. I don't know if I knew how to say you have no permission here, but I was telling it couldn't be here. Like, you get out of here in the name of Jesus, never to return in Jesus' name. And a friend of mine said, Barbara, just kill it. Why you got to go through all that? Just kill it. Mm-hmm. Well, I did, but then the Lord said this. He said, there's going to come a time where you're not going to be able to see what it is that's trying to come at you. You won't be able to see it at all. You won't be able to kill it like that. You're going to have to speak the word over that thing so that it will go away. And know that when you speak the word, the word comes through with authority. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So dust mite, you can't really see those things. I don't know. I know I can't. Maybe you can. But you can't really see those things, but the effects are felt. And so as I began to pray, and I was praying some of Pastor Price's prayers, a canopy of glory around and about me, I'm telling you that's in the name of Jesus. And I know it's also these declarations that said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. And so that met me. Amen. And then, you know, sometimes the enemy tries to come back again with the same thing. Well, hallelujah, we're being consistent with the word of God in Jesus' name, because the word of God stands forever. Praise God. Amen. So we continue to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So the Lord wants us to stand on his word no matter what is going on, no matter what the situation or circumstance is. We are going to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I love God and the way he does things. So let's do our declaration. You may have something going on in your household, your relationships right now, and everything may be hunky-dory. It may be cool. And then as we declare, as we're fully engaged and declare the word of God today, when something happens, that word that you've already declared is going to meet you right in that situation and circumstance, right where you are. Praise God. So repeat after me. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage
of the Lord. Whatever I do,
will prosper.
For I am like a tree
that's planted by the stream
of water. That's Isaiah 54 and verse 17 and Psalm 1 and verse 3. Amen. Hallelujah. Stay in the battle mode for a moment here. Repeat after me.
I decree and declare
that in this battle, no internal or external
weapon,
be it emotional,
financial,
social, physical,
psychological,
interpersonal, spiritual, or organizational.
Formed against me
shall prosper. Hallelujah. That's 1 Samuel 17:47, Isaiah 54:17, Jeremiah 51 and verse 20, John chapter 14 and verse 30, 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 5, Ephesians and 4 and verse 27. Hallelujah. Amen. And then sometime we got to declare who we are in the word. Amen. So repeat after me. I come
in the name
of the resurrected
Jesus.
Whose I am
and whom I serve.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee
should bow
of things in heaven
and things in the earth
and things under the earth
and every tongue
shall confess
that Jesus Christ
is Lord. Hallelujah. Philippians 2 verses 10 and 11, Psalm 82, verses 1 through 8. Amen. Let's do another one. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. I establish
divine parameters.
Borders.
Boundaries.
And legislate. And establish
the laws
of the kingdom of heaven.
To govern
all activities
within me.
Amen. 1 Chronicles 4:10, Psalm 147:14. Isaiah 60 and verse 18. Amen. Sometimes we got to declare and decree some things in us. Amen. Hallelujah. That we're doing okay too in our emotions, motives, and our intentions as well in the name of Jesus. Amen. So that's our declarations for today. Hallelujah. Amen. I know I feel better, so much better. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, let's go on and hear some praise and worship this morning. Just have so much on my heart this morning. Looking forward to this word that God is bringing this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To what he's going to say and how he's going to say it this morning. Amen. I have an idea of, well, I know the direction we're going in, and I know it's going to be good. Hallelujah. We going to the Potter's house today. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's go ahead and hear our Potter House song this morning with Tremaine Hawkins. Hallelujah. She talks about the pot, sings about the Potter's house.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The potter's house. Amen. The potter. He wants to put us back together again. Amen. Amen. We're going to get to that. Hallelujah. We are going to the potter's house today. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Before we do that, let's pray over our finances. Hallelujah. Well, with our finances, I don't know about you, but shopping for Thanksgiving was different this year. And by the way, I pray that you all had a good, happy, joyful, peaceful Thanksgiving. And if it wasn't, we speak peace to it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. But I tell you what, shopping for a turkey was a prayer event. Amen. Shopping for the food. And God supplied. Amen. He supplied well. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ran into some, I didn't run into it. The Lord led me into some good deals that I didn't even know was there. But, you know, that's what he did, and I pray that he did that for you too, and that you and your family had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving, and more than anything, thanking God during this time and all the time. Hallelujah. Amen. I had a Thanksgiving word this year that blessed me. Hallelujah. That was last week. Amen. So basically, when we start Thanksgiving, we're going somewhere. Hallelujah. With Thanksgiving, then we go into praise, and then the Lord pulls us into worship. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's more than about a meal. It's more than about getting the family together. It's thanking the Lord. Hallelujah. And then when we do that, then we can get the family together. Then we can have some good meals and everything. That was last week. Praise the Lord, everybody. Okay, now I want to go into our finances. I was talking about how, you know, being prayerful over our finances, that's becoming more and more important. Amen. As time goes on, some of those prices I just could not believe. Now, usually for Christmas in the past, Pastor Mom and I have had a capon for Christmas. That's kind of a hen, I think you said, Mom. Mom. It's chicken, but it's like a special kind of chicken, a hen. Mm-hmm. It's capon. To me, it tastes like somewhere between a turkey and a chicken, because it's a little thicker. The meat is a little thicker or whatever. And so in the past, we have maybe paid $10 for a capon. I saw the same size capon that we usually get. It was $60-something. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, well, we ended up getting another turkey for Christmas. But we've been into turkey this time, so it's not like we stopped doing something we wanted to do. And I'm telling you what, if Mom really wants a capon, she's going to get a capon. And God's going to provide it, and I don't think it's going to be no $60. Praise God. So anyway, let's pray over our finances. Hallelujah, because we need everything in line, in order, and in place by his Spirit. So repeat after me, Lord.
Lord.
I commit. My finances. To you.
To you.
Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
For your purpose.
May I be. A good steward.
A good steward.
Of all.
That you give me.
And walk. In total agreement
as
to to how?
As to how.
It is to be spent.
It is to be spent.
Help me to remember.
Help me to be remembered.
That all I have.
That all I have.
Belongs to you.
Belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
And to be grateful for
I pray.
I pray.
That I will find it.
That I will find it.
Easy.
Easy.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I will find it easy.
I will find it easy.
To do,
do
what you would have me to do.
What you would have me to do.
May
I always
be paid well.
Be paid well.
For the work I do.
For the work I do.
And may my money.
And may my money.
Not be stolen.
Not be stolen.
Lost.
Lost.
Devoured.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
Destroyed.
Or wasted.
Or wasted.
Multiply it.
Multiply it.
So what I have.
And what I have.
And what I make.
And what I make.
Will go a long way.
Will go a long way.
I pray.
I pray.
That I will not.
And I will not.
Be anxious.
Be anxious.
About finances.
About finances.
But will seek.
We will seek.
Your kingdom first.
Your kingdom first.
Knowing.
Knowing.
That as I do.
That's what I do.
I will have all.
I will have all.
I need.
I need.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And as I was saying that, the Lord said also mentioned that, I'm trying to remember, earlier this year, we were looking for a brisket. It's some water, Mom. We were looking for a brisket earlier this year, and the price of the size brisket that we wanted was like dollars. That same size of brisket, and maybe even a little bigger, ended up being like 30-something dollars around Christmas time. Amen. So praise God. So the Lord can bring down prices too. Amen. And so we give God the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, let's continue with this prayer, and then we'll pray over your giving. Repeat after me. I sow my blessing seed.
My blessing to you.
Remembering that it's harvest time.
That it's harvest time.
By faith.
I call
all my needs.
Fully
supplied and met. My God is the God of more than enough. He is my very own father. I am his very own child. I love him.
I love him.
And he loves me.
And he loves me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Some water now. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is a senior pastor, and Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can give via Cash App, and that's $ESLCCC, $ESLCCC. You can give at the door if you're in the Heritage House. We're in 2E. You can mail it and make your check payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Now let us pray. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We bless your name today, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, you are the Holy One, the Glorious One. You are the Father of creation. Hallelujah. You are the potter. We are the clay, Lord God. And we thank you today, Lord, for those who are tithing. in the name of Jesus. You said that you would open the windows of heaven in the book of Malachi, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. We thank you for that, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You also said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, and that means that our money will not be lost, stolen, devoured, destroyed, or wasted in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise for doing that, Lord God. We also thank you for the givers. Your word says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. So we thank you, Lord God, for that, for the givers, Lord God. Hallelujah. And then, Lord God, we thank you for Deuteronomy 1:10-11, where you say that we are, that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. And so we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. You are the God that meets all of our needs and then does exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I still want to hear any testimonies on finances. We said last week how someone was buying a house, and they have been a tither. You know, God wants to put us in a position to be able to receive. And then when we do give, as he said for us to give through tithes and offerings, we're in a position to receive. And I was saying last week that someone was purchasing a home, and the home went down by $50,000. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that's part of the windows of heaven being open. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's hear another song before we go into the sermon today. And this song, I kind of want to play the Potter's House close to the sermon, but this is also a part of what happens in the Potter's House. Amen. When we just say, your will, Lord. Hallelujah. And this song is Your Will by our friend, Minister Joy Bryant.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hey! I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. And I want to live according to King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you.
My body for
your will, 'cause I gotta have
Hallelujah. As I was listening to that song, I think about, as we talk about the Potter's House and what goes on in there, I think that's a song that's sung in the Potter's House. Hallelujah. Well, while we're on the wheel, hallelujah, I'll get to that in a moment. Let's pray. Lord, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the glorious one. You are the true and living one. Hallelujah. You are the author and the perfecter of our faith. You are the potter. We are the clay. We love you so much, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that whatever's going on, you are in the midst. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that you have put a word in my belly, in my heart, Lord God. And I just say, Lord God, just hide me behind the cross, and you just deliver this word, Lord, as you have just given it to me. And I've just been so blessed by this word. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that all of our hearts are open, our ears are open to hear from you, Lord God. And we thank you that even as we talk about Job, that we take this word personally, because this is about our personal relationship with you, Lord, and what you're doing in our lives. Either you've done it, you're doing it now, or you will do it. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that there's times in our life where we go back on the potter's wheel for your glory. And thank you, Lord, that we're always willing to do it. In Jesus' name, amen,
amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, this is really part five. I think it's part three in terms of the Lord God revealing himself as author and perfecter. And then we talked about him before as being perfect. Before I go any further, I'm going to need some readers today. And so if you are ready, willing, and able to read, can you press your number one key? And I'll assign some reading here. If you will press your number one key, if you're available to read. Amen. Minister Rachel, I see you. Anyone else available to read? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to give Pastor Mom a scripture. Anyone else? All I see is Minister Rachel with her hand raised. Amen. Checking my text to see. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Amber. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Okay. So, amen. Amen. Okay. Almost there. I'm going to give a review of everything, so I have to scroll down some. Okay. Minister Rachel and family, I'm going to give you, a lot in Isaiah. Okay, so we have like 1, 2, 3, 4 in Isaiah. So we'll give you those four, you and the family, those four scriptures in Isaiah. So get them and be ready for me, okay? Okay. Isaiah 29 and verse 16. Isaiah 29, verse 16. Isaiah 29, verse 16. And then I want you guys to get Isaiah 41 and verse 25. All of these are going to be Isaiah. Isaiah 41 and verse 25. And then the last one is Isaiah 45 and verse 9. Pastor Mom, I'm going to give you Isaiah 64 and verse 8. I'm going to show it to you on the computer screen, okay? And then, Minister Amber, I'm giving you Jeremiah. Jeremiah 18 and 4. You might as well read 4 through 6. Because I had verse 18, 4 through 6. Okay. Going to have you read verse 18, 4 through 6. Amen. Jeremiah 18, 4 through 6, Minister Amber. Okay. Let me see if anybody else volunteered. Okay. I want to give you a review and go back and look at this. We are in the book of Job, and we're going to be here for a little while because God is saying something to us in the book of Job. And we're looking at it through a particular lens. And so what we're looking for, and I said from Psalm 27 and 13, the scripture that says, I would have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So we're not trying to find out, well, why, God, why you do this? Why did you allow Job to go through this? Why did you let the devil mess with Job like that? But we're looking for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And we're looking to see how God is revealing himself in the book of Job, his name, his character, his nature. How is he revealing himself? And then this is our review, and we looked at Hebrews 12 and verse 2. And it says, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. So we realize that in the book of Job, God is showing himself as the perfecter. You know, he started this thing, and he's perfecting. He created us, and he's perfecting us. Amen. And so we see even how Job is being perfected. So I mean, if you just look at it as Job suffering, if we just look at it that way, we won't get out of it what God wants us to get out of it. If we look at what goes on, our life is just, you know, oh God, the suffering, just suffering. But as if we look at it as God, you know, what are you doing here? You know, you see everything, you know everything, you don't miss anything. So if I'm going through this right now, there is some reason why you're allowing me to go through this thing, because I'm your girl. And I know I'm your girl, and I know you love me. Hallelujah. And so we kind of went back to, this is still review, we went back and we looked at what happened with Peter when Jesus said that Satan had to, in Luke 22, verses 31 through 36, we look back as how Jesus, how the enemy was allowed to mess with Peter, you know, during that time. And that the enemy demanded permission to sift Peter as wheat. But this is what Jesus said. He said, but I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith and confidence in me may not fail. Hallelujah. Amen. And once you have turned back again to me, strengthen and support your brothers in the faith. So God's going somewhere with that. He's not just allowing Job to just suffer just to be suffering. He doesn't allow us to go through suffering just for suffering's sake. There's something that is allowed. So know that Peter opened the door for the enemy to come in. When Peter said, the thing I feared the most has come upon me. Peter opened the door when he denied the Lord 3 times in a row. Amen. So things were, you know, there's some way that we are participating. We make decisions, and doors are open with those decisions. Amen. And so that's part of our review. We also talked about as things in the natural that have value, they go through something to be all that they are, like a diamond tends heat and pressure over time. You know, it's under pressure and heat over time that makes a diamond so valuable. Amen. It's a pearl that goes through irritation, lots of irritation to make that perfect pearl. And I didn't go through gold, but I tell you, Minister Amber ministered on gold one Wednesday night, and that was really good because it's a refining process that gold goes through to purify the gold. Amen. And so we are in a process. And even Job said this, he knows the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. So the Lord would allow us to be in the process. Hallelujah. The potter, go through the potter process to get to where he wants us to be, because there's something good that he has for us on the other side of the suffering. You know, the suffering is a light thing compared to the glory that he has prepared for us. So that's a bit of our review. Of course, you can always go back into our Get 'Em Radio archives by just Googling Get 'Em Radio, GITM Radio, and you can look up the Book of Job and really catch up with us real good. So let's talk about this wonderful potter's house. You know, the Lord is the potter, and we are the clay. Amen. And that the whole story of the potter and the clay is used to demonstrate the sovereignty of God over his creation. He created us in his image. So that's his expectation. You know, it's just like when we have children. We want to see ourselves, especially our good selves, in our children. And we can't help but look at it. And sometimes we see the self that we don't want to be there anymore in our children. But God is looking for himself. Hallelujah. Amen. So that what God is doing, or who God is, he wants us to be perfected in his image. Amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, when I think about what Jesus told to his disciples, he said, I and the Father are one. And he told the disciples, he said, you know what? When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And one of the disciples said, well, Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. Just show us the Father. And Jesus said, haven't I been so long time with you and yet you have not known me? Once you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And so in this potter perfecting process, a lot of peas, in this potter perfecting process, that's what God is doing. He's allowing us to go through this process of us being the clay and being molded and shaped into his image. And you know what? And this can't all happen at once. This is not a one-shot deal. This is something that happens over a course of time through our relationship with him. And our perfecting means more than our comfort to God. That's something to write down. Our perfecting means more than our comfort to God. Hallelujah. It means more to him than comforting. And now he's going to comfort us now, but it means more, amen, to perfect us than to pat us on the head and say, oh, it's going to be all right. It's all right. And he does that. He does that for real. Okay, Minister Rachel, I'm going to open up your line, you and the family. I hope you got all of the scriptures. You got them? Minister Rachel?
Oh, I have, you said Isaiah 29, verse 16, Isaiah 41,
yes.
Verse 25, and I open my digital Bible while I'm talking to you. Okay. The other one was Isaiah 45, verse, oh, God, bring it back to me. Was it 29?
Verse 9. Mm-hmm.
I mean, verse 9. God forgive me. Verse 9.
Okay.
Okay. So you want me to read Isaiah 29, verse 16, right?
Yeah. And this is all about the potter and the clay. Okay.
Okay.
No, we are the clay. He is the potter.
Okay. Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay, for shall the work say of him that made it, he made me not, or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he had no understanding.
Right. So, you know, we are the potter. He is the clay. How can we say what should happen to us? Or you didn't make me. And there are some people who are shouting that today. They may not be shouting it exactly like that, you know, but they're saying some things to God, and they don't want to be in the process. And I'll tell you what, God is a gentleman. If a person, this is a intimate process to the Lord. And if people do not want to be in this process, he will not put you in it. I mean, not to say that bad things are not going to happen, not to say that people won't struggle or go through something. People are still going to go through something because it rains on the just and the unjust. But I tell you what, I'd rather be in the rain with the Lord. Come on, somebody. I'd rather be in the storm with the Lord than out there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, because he's the everlasting anchor in that storm.
Amen. Amen. Okay, go ahead. Isaiah 41:25.
Okay, let me get to it. Isaiah 41, verse 25.
Hey, Minister.
Okay. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come from the rising of the sun. Shall he call upon my name, and he shall come upon as upon mortar, and as a potter shreddeth clay.
Amen. So he's just kind of giving an example of, you know, what the Lord will do as the potter. Amen. Stuff is going to be stirred up. I have stirred up one from the north and he comes, and one from the rising sun who calls on my name, and he treads on rulers as if they were mortar, as if he were a potter treading the clay. And so we get a picture of, you know, what God does as the potter. Stuff gets stirred up. Hallelujah. Don't matter who you are or what you're going through, God will send some situation, some circumstance to get stuff stirred up, because he is the potter, for real. Amen. Okay, the last one, Isaiah 45:9.
Okay. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherd of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, what makest thou, or thy work, he hath no hand?
Well, and here we are again. Woe to those who quarrel with their maker, those who are nothing but potsherds. And potsherds are that clay that has been dried and everything and broken up as little pieces of clay among the potsherds on the ground. Does the clay say to the potter, what are you making? Does your work say the potter has no hands? Oh, the potter does have hands. Amen. Amen. And he's reshaping, remolding. And I was just talking to the Lord about this and pondering on it, you know, he just lets us know that he really is God. He really is the potter. And once again, he won't do it. He will not do it unless we're in agreement. He is a gentleman. And so those who fight against him, you know, and we'll find out even on the wheel that there is some fighting against the Lord. But he knows those who are fighting, who don't want to even be in the process, and those who are in the middle of the process and are going through something. Amen. So we'll talk about that later. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Amen. Amen.
God bless
and Pastor
you. Love you.
Love you too, honey. Amen. And I'm just going to repeat, and you say it, and you repeat after me.
Okay.
So I don't have to do it. Okay, this is Isaiah 64:8. Amen. So repeat,
amen.
Repeat after me. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay.
We are the clay.
You are the potter.
You are the potter.
We are all
the
work of your hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Isaiah 64:8. Hallelujah. Lord, you are the Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. And we are the work of your hand. Amen. Amen. Minister Amber, I keep giving you more to read. You might as well start at Jeremiah 18:1. And go on down to 6. Oh, I got to open your line. Hold on a second. Okay. Minister Amber, thank you for reading. You have your mute on?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm reading Jeremiah 18:4-6. It says, "But the pot he was shaped."
Hold on a second. Do 1-6, please. 18.
Okay, no problem at all.
1-6. Okay.
Okay, this is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. "Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message." So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, "Can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does? Declares the Lord, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel."
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. So we're looking at this, at what God is doing. And we're keeping in mind, we're also talking about Job. Because the things that Job went through, he was like clay in the hands of the potter, in the hands of the Lord. He was, you know, so much like clay. There was a lot that was going on, and we see it after this is over. And we're not going to try to get into all of that, but the Lord was just blessing me with, you know, what he's doing, what he had done with Job during this this potter's process, this perfecter potter's process, amen, that Job went through as he was, that so much happened with his family. Everything he lost in one day, 10 children, his wealth, his possessions, all lost in one day. And then, right after that, then his body started breaking down. Amen. And so that was a lot to go through. And all the time he was in the hands of the potter. And as I read through this, listen to this that I'm going to read through, there's a couple of things that I just really want you to remember. As we go through the potter's process of perfecting us, his hands are always on us. If you've ever seen a potter work with clay, he's always touching that clay, whether he's kind of beating the clay down or whatever he's doing, his hands are always on it. And also, keep this in mind as we're going through this, is that not only is his hands on the clay, his eyes clay as well. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So what I want to share with you now is 4 basic steps of the potter. 4 basic steps of the potter. Amen. And so, as Isaiah walked, as Jeremiah walked into the potter's house, he saw 3 basic things. And he saw the potter, he saw the wheel, and he saw the clay. So that's 3 parts of it. And so the potter, of course, he's the one that's doing the molding and the shaping, and he has the vision. for what this clay is going to look like. The clay itself doesn't even have the vision of where the clay is going, but the potter does. And so here's this clay that, you know, it may be a lump of clay that he saw when he walked in, but then what happened, it may have been a vessel that was already made, and the potter could have just, you know, hit that with a hammer, turned it into potsherds, and then made it into clay again. And that's quite a process to do that. That's a whole nother process to take that. But we're starting now with where we have the clay. And then it goes on the wheel. And the wheel, every time I say wheel, I think about the will of God, thy will be done. And so when he puts this clay on this wheel, he's causing his will to be done. Hallelujah. In this clay, as it's spinning on this wheel, and the wheel could be circumstances, could be situations, it could be relationships. And so you can look at it like that. And even with Job, as he was on the potter's wheel, he had so many circumstances going on in his life, the death of his children, his wife telling him, curse God and die, his friends talking about him, his friends saying to him, you know, well, you must have done something wrong, you know, for this to happen. And here he was on the wheel. Here Job was on the wheel with all of these things. His reputation was gone. People didn't even want to look at him anymore. And so here he was on this wheel being transformed and in this perfecting process with the potter. So the four steps of the potter is, step number one is balance, called balance. The clay, balancing the clay. And the technique is called centering. Now the whole purpose of this step is to bring the clay to the point of workability. And so it has to be balanced and centered. If the piece loses its balance, the potter will have to begin again. If that piece is not centered and balanced, the potter has to just take it off that wheel and pound it down and start all over again. But as the potter is balancing and centering it, what he looks like is his left arm is firmly wedged against his body, and his left hand is against the closest part of the spinning clay. His right hand is on the far side of the clay. So he has his left hand on one side, his right hand on the other side of the clay. And then the clay flows between his hands as it's going round and round on this wheel. His hands move up and down as needed. And at the same time, that clay is fighting. The clay is fighting. There's a struggle between the potter and the clay going around on this wheel. And the clay will just kind of flip and flop from one side to the next. And it's like a struggle to keep that clay centered and balanced on the wheel. And then suddenly, the struggle is over. And the ball of clay is balanced. Hallelujah. So God, as the potter, is seeking balance in our lives. He wants to center us so we'll be at rest no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situations are. And God stops the centering process when the struggle ceases. when we rest in the potter's hand. So he's going to take some time, because this is it's crucial that we are centered and that we are balanced. And I think about the different times in my life when God has me on a potter's wheel. And I didn't think about it as being on a potter's wheel, but I was. And he doesn't do it all, like I said before, in one shot. This is over time. And just like that diamond, over time and under pressure. And there are times where he will tell me, okay, we're going to do some things with you, and I want you to wear pink, you know, right now. And I know that that's a time that he's going to be working with me. And that's, I'm probably going into the next step. But I know when he's about to do something in me, because I feel off balance. I don't feel like I'm centered. And how I perceive it is I feel like I got one step in the next place where he's taking me to, and I got one step, one leg in the place where I am, where I'm very comfortable in that. I got one leg in that comfort place, and I got the other leg going towards what he's about to do. And I'm even in that place right now, I'm going to tell you, because I know he's taking me out of my comfort zone. And so it's a feeling of off balance. And he has begun to tell me over the years, he said, now you feel that. You got one foot over here and one foot over there. Pretty soon that other foot's going to go on to the other place where I'm taking you. So just be at peace. Just be at peace with it. And then the struggle stops. And then the peace comes. And then he can take me on and take us on to the next step. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Two is the clay is opened. The clay is opened in step two. In order to open the clay, the potter must find the center of the clay. That's why it's so important to be centered and balanced first. And he does this by first taking just a few dribbles of water. The water of the word, glory to God, a few dribbles of the water and letting it flow over the clay. Then he places both hands on the sides of the clay with his thumbs gently riding on the upper surface. Then as the clay spins, his thumbs very gently pushes downward into the top of the clay. It makes a small indentation at the very center of the clay. And so he leaves one hand to remain alongside the clay, and then the potter takes his other hand and places his four fingers in the indentation and pushes down. Now all this time, the clay is still spinning and spinning and spinning, but there's indention. That it's indented. There's an opening that's happening. And when he, and so what the Lord does, the potter does, when he gets everything centered correctly, he creates an opening. And then there's a thick wall on the outside between his thumb and forefingers. And the lump of clay is now a vessel. It begins to look like a vessel. It has a little shape to it. It has an opening at the top of it. And change has begun to take place. Hallelujah. And so then the potter checks it again for balance, to make sure it's balanced well. Hallelujah. So as God is opening us up, let me read some more before I start talking here. then now he's ready to move to create a strong base. He takes one of his sponges and cleans out the inside of the spinning clay. At this point, that's when we're open before the Lord. That means that we're willing to say, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. And we are open as his vessel. Hallelujah. And I think about that sponge, when he takes that sponge to clean out the inside. Now, times, like I said, he'll tell me to wear pink. And for in our relationship, the pink means that he's circumcising my heart. He said, now this part, this is going to be painful, yet private. You know, nobody has to know you're going through this but me and you. But I'm taking some stuff out of you that need to come out of you. And no doubt he was doing that with Job. We know with Job there was some fear. He said, the thing I fear most came upon me. So he was digging out some things in Job. God digs out things in us, whether it's fear, whether it's anger, whether it's forgiveness, whether it's being offended by so many things, by what people say, whether it's pride, whether it's lust, whether it's arrogance or anything like that. He's digging out. He's going in. He's going in. He's digging stuff out of us. Hallelujah, right in the center of our being, as this clay is just spinning and spinning, he's digging down, he's digging in, hallelujah, and cleaning us out. And it's so funny, whenever the Lord has me in pink, somebody's going to come up to me and say, oh, you look pretty in pink. And I go, man, you don't know what I'm going through here. But as the Lord says, it's personal, it's private, and it's painful. But once he takes care of that, it's gone. Hallelujah. It is gone. And with this example that we're looking at, we're open to God. We're in agreement, and we're saying, God, let your will be done. And the way he worked with me with my example, with the pink, he said, now the deeper the pink, the more you're saying to me, go for it, God. Clean it out of me. The deeper the pink is. If you're wearing light pink, I know you're not ready to go deep right now. But you put on some hot pink. And we're going to go for it here. Okay, Lord. Amen. And I find the most hot pink I can find. Praise God. Hallelujah. Step number three. The clay is lifted up. Step number three. The clay is lifted up. Now, once the clay is opened, the potter quickly moves to lift the clay into a tall cylinder. This is the beginning of the fragile stages of the pot. Formation of the clay is fragile. Now, if you remember before in the previous step, when he was cleaning it out, the walls were thick around. Now, they were thick and they were pressed down more, you know. But now, in this step three, the clay is lifted up. And so it's fragile. The pot's formation, the clay is fragile because during the lifting up of the clay, the walls are thin. As the potter pushes upward, the clay begins to rise. Both hands cause and follow this movement like waves moving upward toward the shore, or there are these like waves moving upward. The clay moves upward, growing and rising. And the aim of the potter is not to force the clay to grow upward, and moving the clay. That's not really the point, but the point is going, he's moving it towards a center, excuse me, and toward a single point, going upward to a certain point. And when the inside of the cylinder is growing correctly, side takes care of itself. Hallelujah. So when the inside of the cylinder is correct, like, you know, before in step two, how he went in and dug out things from that center, and when everything is correct on the inside, then the outside, what he's doing on the outside, that's going to take care of itself. And what Peter said in 1 Peter 5 and verse 6, so humble thyself under God's powerful hand, then he will lift you up. So in the previous step, it was a humbling. It was an opening. God, go ahead. Your will be done. Take all of this out of me. And then with that humbling, then God can lift us up. And when the right time comes, God, by his mercy over our life, has caused our heart to be open to his plan, to his purposes. And we must release ourselves to be lifted up. Hallelujah. We must, like, just release ourselves to him, and then he can lift us up. He will focus on the inside of us, and then he will present us ready to be shaped for his calling. I can recall during my life, as the Lord was taking me from one place to another in him, he said these words to me. He said, step down so you can step up. And he said, you know, if you step down, I'm going to bring you up. There's a scripture that says that he brings down the high tree and he exalts the low tree. So it's like if we're a high tree in and of ourselves, he's going to bring that down. And then if we are the low tree and humble before him, then he's going to bring us up. He's going to lift us up for his glory, his honor, and his praise. Amen. It's shaping the clay. Step four is shaping the clay. Hallelujah. And now we have that, the clay that's in a tall cylinder, and with that, the hole in the middle and everything. And this tall cylinder is spinning on the wheel. And the potter is ready to shape it. Hallelujah. Amen. The potter is ready to shape it. The shaping of the clay is where the art of the artist is truly seen, because God is truly an artist. If we look at his creation, we see his art everywhere. You know, I'm looking at these plants we have here, and the way the leaves are shaped and the way they come up and everything. You know, he's truly an artist. And it is the time, you know, at that time when the potter slows the wheel down. He slows all this time, that wheel's been spinning fast. And now he slows the wheel down. And he spends a very specific, detailed time with the clay. Glory to God. That's a word to us. You know, well, he will slow some things down because he wants to spend some very detailed time with us. Hallelujah. As he continues to mold and shape us. Hallelujah. The clay stands very fragile in the potter's hand. The slightest wrong movement from the potter will result in a full collapse of the part. So his eyes never leave the clay. And as I went through this and reading about it and just thinking about it, pondering on it, I think about how all through this process, God's hand is on us. Hallelujah. His eyes are on us. He may not be talking to us as much as he usually talks to us, but his eyes and his hands are continually on us. And slowly, very slowly, the clay takes the shape that the potter has in mind. It's shaping. It's small, but it's shaping. And sometimes when the potter looks into the pot, the water in the base reflects his face. So the potter sees himself as the clay is being shaped. Now, instead of a cylinder, there is a foot. There's a base, a body, a neck, a mouth, a lip. Each part is important to the final plan. Each part is shaped exactly according to the vessel's purpose when he has finished the will. Hallelujah. His purpose, and when he has finished, the will becomes a silent platform where the potter looks at his art. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. When he looks at his art, he smiles. And we are at this wonderful stage with God as the potter of our life. And remember what Paul's word was in 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. We all show the Lord's glory, and we are being changed to be like him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And that's as far as we're going to go today. What the Lord has laid on my heart, and I'm loving this part that's coming up after this, is there's a after the potter's house. There's something that God is preparing us for as we go through any kind of suffering that we're going through, whatever situation and circumstances. He is getting us ready for something good. Amen. As our perfecter, as our potter, he is preparing us. Amen. And we could not go into that place that he has prepared for us unless he has molded us and shaped us in his image to be able to walk into that without hurting ourselves or without harming others. And we are just exactly where he would have for us to be. Amen. I think about as I was going, getting ready to go into full-time ministry, and the preparation that he did with me, I couldn't have done it without that preparation. It was a tough time. It was a hard time. But the thing was that his hand was always on me. Hallelujah. Through every part of it, his eyes were on me through every part of it. He couldn't talk too much, because I had to do it by faith and not even by hearing, his word. And he even told me, I said, well, can you tell me something? He said, no. He said, if I told you something, it would make more questions, that you're just going to have to walk this out by faith. Hallelujah. But he didn't say it like this. But I know his hand was up on me at all times. His eyes were on me. And I felt his love as never before as I went through. Nobody could tell me that he wasn't loving on me. Hallelujah. He loved me through every moment of all that I went through, all that he allowed me to go through. Praise God. Praise God. And I pray that for you as well. If you haven't gone through anything like this and you stick with God, say, God, go ahead. You're the potter. I'm the clay. He'll take you through whatever. Hallelujah. He'll take you through with love and peace and his grace and his mercy. So, Father God, we just thank you right now for being our potter and causing us to be your clay. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That as you put us on the wheel, hallelujah, that you balanced us, you centered us. Glory to God. And we stopped fighting. We stopped struggling. Hallelujah. And then, Lord God, you made an opening in us. And you went in that opening and you dug things out of our heart, out of our souls, Lord God. We thank you for doing that. And we thank you, Lord God, for also lifting us up. Hallelujah. As we humbled ourselves before you and said, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Thank you, Lord God, for lifting us up. And then thank you, Lord God, for shaping us. Hallelujah. And spending that wonderful, specific, detailed time with us. Hallelujah. And shaping us into the vessel that is fit and meet for your use and for your glory. Each and every one of us, Lord God, whatever part of the process we're in, or we're about to go into the process, thank you for that peace beyond all understanding, guarding our hearts and guarding our minds. We bless your name, Lord God. We love you. We love you and we trust you in all things. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen. And if you are here today and you're like, wow, that potter and potter's process of perfecting, that sounds so interesting, but I don't know how to get into that. I don't even know, but I know I need to be changed, and I want God to change me. The first change starts with you receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Team says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's where it starts. It starts with a love relationship with God. He loves you so much. He loves you just the way that you are, and he loves you enough not to leave you this way. He wants to clean you out. He wants to balance you. He wants to clean you out. He wants to shape you and mold you, hallelujah, into his image and his likeness. Glory to God. And Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So if you repeat this prayer after me with all your heart, you shall be saved today. Hallelujah. And you can enter into this potter's perfecting process. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
And now I know.
And now I know.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
And I know.
And I know.
That I am the clay.
That I am the clay.
And you are the potter.
And you are the potter.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we pray right now that God will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Hallelujah. Amen. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to think right. in the name of Jesus. And then power to speak in your prayer language. Glory to God. Speaking in tongues. Yes, that's all a part of the package. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then, and also the power to read the word of God and to understand it, because he's right there with you, helping you to understand it. And then we want to invite you to learn and to grow. Hallelujah. And you can do that learning and growing by going to a Bible-believing church. And you can also learn and grow with us as well, with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Praise God. And the way that you can listen to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts is by just calling this number, 516-418-5699. You can also go online and Google Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, and you can listen to all of our broadcasts in their entirety. Now, every Sunday, and that's today, every Sunday we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Hallelujah. And so every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, we are here. Next Sunday, glory to God, Sunday of the month. And it's the first Sunday, and it's the last first Sunday of the year. So meet us here. We have tag team preaching. Everyone can participate in it. You have 5 minutes. You can bring a sermon with a scripture and a topic, and you can preach for 5 minutes. You can read out of your devotional for 5 minutes. You can sing a song. Hallelujah. You can let me know what song you want played, and I'll have it queued up and ready. Just let me know about Friday. I'll have it queued up for you and ready on Sunday. You can talk about that song. Hallelujah. You can read scripture as well. You have 5 minutes. And I thank God for so many people taking advantage of this. It doesn't happen in a lot of churches, and so it's a blessing where you can have a place where you can speak, you can share what the Lord has laid on your heart. You have 5 minutes, and that's a lot of time. Amen. Okay, then on Mondays we have our Bible teaching, and that's with Dr. Lorraine Navarro every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And what she does is she digs into the Word, and then she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, that's our prayer time, where we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And this is going to be the last Tuesday of the month, and we have we call it a heavenly chorus. We usually have 4 people who volunteer to pray in tongues, and then we go into interpretation of tongues. This time we're going to have 3 people to pray in tongues, and that 4th time all of us will pray in tongues together. It is awesome. Very awesome. And then we have interpretation of tongues. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, the second Wednesday of every month, we have prophetic healing, where God reveals ailments that are going to be healed, and what God reveals, he heals. That's the second Wednesday of every month. Now, it's going to be December the 14th, so mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, December the 14th, p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell somebody to come and be healed. Over this past year, we have experienced 70 healings. Glory to God. So let somebody know. And usually we end the year with a bang. So please, let others know about it. Now, on Thursday, We just celebrated our 10th anniversary. Glory to God. And every Thursday, our Thursday night edition, we have a guest who come on. Amen. And God just does great things. And whomever he has coming on. Amen. So meet us Thursday, every Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. With our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we do have some time left. Praise God. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up everyone's line. Opening up everyone's line. I'll say it again in case you're multitasking. I'm opening up everyone's line now. If you want to say something, you can. If not, please mute your line. Praise God. Everybody's line is open. If you want to say something now, you can. Otherwise, please mute your line. Okay? Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
Oh, is that Minister Rachel? You want to go for it?
Yeah, you can go ahead. You can go ahead. It's right.
You sure?
Yes, it's all right.
Okay. Well, I thank God for you, Pastor. Excuse my voice this morning. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
But I want to thank God. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for you, Apostle and Pastor Mom, and all of the precious saints in their respective places this morning. Mom, I want to thank God for you. You sounded very strong this morning. This is Helen. My voice may sound a little bit raspy this morning, but by the stripes of Jesus, I am and were and are healed, and I give glory to God. Hallelujah. I was just so blessed today by every part of the service, and I thank God for today. I love the message. This the potter perfecting process. And the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, Helen, this is a monumental message. And he said that every believer, young and old, every believer in Christ needs to hear and understand. And I love every part of it. He said our perfecting means more than our comfort. That God is the potter. We're the clay. Hallelujah. And then you showed us the picture of what God will do and how he does it. Even when you talked about the part where the potsherds are broken up pieces, And they're hard and already set, but they had to be broken up and reworked. I was praising God for that, that God is our Father, the potter, we're the clay. And then you talked about always hands, he's always hands-on. That was a theme. He's always hands-on, which means he's always close. You gave us four things again, balancing the clay, centering it. And I loved it, that a struggle ensues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when we're finally at rest, and we're finally centered, then we begin to be at rest for God to continue to do the rest. I like the number two, that the clay is open, that the potter must have more water dribbled onto it, the word of God. And I thought about that when you're going through, sometimes you don't have a whole bunch of words. That might be one scripture. God will give you one, just one scripture that'll take you through that time. Hallelujah. When my son was away from me, he's 53 now. But when he was only 12 and God sent him away from me and told me I had to take him to go and let him stay with his daddy for a year. And one scripture he gave me was that he was going to bring my seed back from afar. And all I kept seeing was my son coming home. He going to come home. He's going to come home back to me, you know. And so I was praising God for that. And sure, hallelujah. There wasn't a whole lot of word that was given to me at that time. Many times in the struggle when things are going real deep and real heavy, sometimes it's only one word he'll give us, that water. And that really brought home to me. And then you said, God would probably put his thumb to open up the clay. That's a close thing. When everything is, then you said, when everything is centered correctly, it has an opening at the top. And a thick wall is produced, which means he's still protecting us along the way. You said, cleaning out the inside, digging out anything that is not of God. I love that. Then three, you said the clay is lifted up. The walls are thin now. And the clay moves upward and rises. I like that. The potter is not forcing it, but moving it up to a single point. When the inside of the cylinder is correct, the outside will line up. And that's when you said that we must humble ourselves under the powerful hand of God. And he will lift us up in due season. God causes our heart to be open to his purpose and plan, you said. God focuses on the inside of us, and then he will lift us up. God brings down the high tree and exalts the low tree. And then you said, finally, the step is shaping the clay. God, and then you, and I love what you said, that God is the greatest artist. I had to put that in capital letters because he truly is the greatest artist of all. There's nobody like him, the greatest writer,
hallelujah,
the greatest painter, the greatest of everything. And then you said that during this process, God wants to spend very detailed time with us. His eyes, hey, hallelujah, and his hands are continually upon us, even in the midst of the storms. I've had some things in my life. And I thought about it over. I have a blessing to be able to have been that he has kept me these 40-some years in ministry and in walking, not just ministry, but in walking with him. Even though I gave my heart to him over 50 years ago, but yet he was still shaping me. He was still making me during this time. And each part, you said, is important to the final plan so that God will have us so we'll be fearfully and wonderfully made by him. Then as you got to the last part, he said, we're being changed to be like him. We're exactly where he wants us to be. Preparation can be tough. That's so true, Apostle. Preparation can be tough. God's hands are upon us. We walk this out by faith. We'll feel his love. When I've been in the roughest of times, as you said, we felt his love as never before. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And then he said, it is him. And what I love is that it is him that wills and does of his good pleasure in our lives. Any talent, I thought about any talent, any gift, God the Potter has shaped us to be. He has been shaping us, you said, to be fit and neat for the master's use. Any gift. I thought about that this message took me on a journey in my spirit over through the years, where God our Potter will begin to show us what he began in us, even as a little child, to prepare us for his purpose and plan. I mean, even down to the part of the talents, we got to know. That must be taught to our children. Any giftings, any talents they have, whether it be administrative reading. I thought about how God had to give us to just the right parents, like Pastor Mom, how you would get us encyclopedias, how y'all kept books and books and books for us to read. How God would give you the right daddy and the right mama to be able to form you into what he would have you to be and us to be. And then even when we begin to see this, there's something extraordinary about us. But it ain't us in and of ourselves. It's what the Potter is making us to be. And that's what we have to know. So we will be able to avoid any pride, any haughtiness, any arrogance. It's God that wills and does of his good pleasure in us. Because I thought about every time I think about that, I'm just a regular little old girl jumping and roping and going, doing what I'm doing. And all of a sudden in the fifth grade, they begin to say I'm a genius. What does that mean? Looks like my whole world began to, I don't know what that means. What does this mean? But all it meant was the Potter was working inside of me. The Potter was teaching me how to read so I would not be intimidated by a test. The Potter was teaching me, was invested in me, the love for math, for sciences, for reading, for geography, for history. The Potter was because he was going to call me into a place where research was needed. And then there were things I began to plan. I'm going to say this. There were things I began to plan in my own mind because I didn't know the Potter. And I didn't know what he was doing. But at that time, I began to plan. By the time I was 30 years old, I would have this much money, or I would be doing this, or I would be doing that. That's an I thing. So God had to take me and put me back on the continually on that wheel to continue to do. I believe that a lot of times there were things that were formed and shaped that had to be broken up, put back on the wheel and put back in the place so he could continue to make and let me know it is me that's willing and doing in your life, not you, not you. That genius is only me. The ability to write, the ability to read, to be able to do math and sciences, that's me. Because I'm preparing you for something, Helen. I'm preparing you for my purpose and plan. I need you to be humble to know it's not you. You got to be willing to be him and not seen, Helen. If nobody sees anything that you're doing, But he took me back when I was turning 65 years old, before I was turning 65. I think I was about 63 at the time. And then he had me to sit at the table every day, day after day, when nobody could see what was going on. But he said, I need somebody that I can have to put this out. He said, because even after you're gone, this is going to be important. There will be things that I will not see in the natural, in this world. I'll see it up in heaven that God has me doing. He said, but you've got to be willing for let me put you in the backside of this thing so I can work with you. And you've got to be able to humble yourself so I can, and not say, God, this is good. This is good. And I've heard people say, oh, you make it easy to read through the Bible. No, God made it easy to read through the Bible in a year. This thing that he had me to do. And then he told me to do it in the KJV Bible. But other people, he's had to do it in the CEV Bible, the other Bibles, to go through it. But my part is to do the part I'm giving. Like just like with Martin Luther and others back in the 1500s, their work is still going on 5 and 6 centuries later. So what he's doing, and then we got to be humble enough to know, we may not ever, because sometimes God will keep us hidden to continue to do the work that needs to be done. By the time Mother Teresa was discovered, as they say discovered, she had, if you read her story, she had about 500, around the world, she had 500 missions that she had established around the world before the world called herself discovering her. And then she asked God, she was humble enough, she said, when my time comes for me to die, don't let them make a lot of hoopla about it. And just at the day she died, Princess Diana was killed on the same day, died on the same day. So they had to bounce back between Mother Teresa and between Diane. But Diane was the most spectacular, Princess Diane was more spectacular. And so her prayer was answered, that they could not focus everything on her. So when you said today, it just blessed my heart, because it just, that God is preparing us for his purpose and plan. He has to humble us to say, if you never get seen on this side. He said, I know, this is what he spoke to me. He said, I know that you see in the spirit realm the excellence that I'm doing in your life. He said, I know that you see the artistry that I've manifested, but who's the artist? Who's the artist? There are people that will come and say, oh, that's so beautiful. You make, but it was God. I don't know how to do that on my own. The potter was working. Every time he puts something out, he'll show me how to do it. He shows me what to do, when to do, how to do it. Anything that he gives us, there are messages that God has given me that I go back and I listen to them because I know who gave it to me. And I go back sometimes in books that he's had me to write. Go back over the years and go back. Well, no, maybe somebody else didn't recognize it. Maybe somebody else didn't see it. That's not my thing. My thing is that I knew it was the potter who's doing that. So whether you know it or not, whether sometimes there are people when we're ministering the word of God that we wish that they had listened to a particular message. We wish that they could have gotten that word. We wish that they could have heard, really heard. Well, I want you to know by the Spirit of God, by his Spirit today, even in the midst of some things that I'm going through in my body, and I rebuke that in Jesus' name, but I want you to know by the Spirit, God says she heard you. God says she heard you, Apostle. Hallelujah. Not just me, but others. So I want you to know I'm excited about what God did. And that this was a monumental message by the Spirit of God today. And I received it. So God bless you. Love you all. And thank God for you. I'm going back on mute. God bless.
And amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. And of course, I thank God for him leading me to the research. I knew that there was something that, you know, that he wanted said, and he led me to a certain place, and when I saw, you know, when I saw this, I was like, okay, I knew that's what he wanted said today, and so we just thank and praise God for all that he has done, amen, hallelujah, and, you know, sometimes you can tell when God is in the midst of a sermon, when you thinking about it and start crying. And it actually did take me back in time as well and caused me to look at places where, you know, he has definitely put me on the potter's wheel. And I can even recall when I look back, because I didn't know it at the time, where, I mean, I was a vessel that was just broken up. Just, okay, we're going We're going to do a whole makeover up in here. Amen. And that's how I was looking at this, the Potter's house. It's the place of makeover. Amen. So he can make us over. He can redo. Amen. We get a redo. Praise God. Amen. Minister Rachel.
When you said makeover, it reminded me of a song. It was like, when you say, make me over again. Make
yes.
me over again. Hallelujah. Because I was listening, like, I was remembering him. Also his words says, in him we live and move and have our very being. So those words are going to come to pass as we allow him to be him through us. Like, yeah, with a pottery, and I mean, he's a potter and we're the clay, and sometimes we don't like the process. We don't like a lot of certain things. We are uncomfortable. I remember I said some things to God. And then I had to go back and repent. I was like, you're the King of Glory. I can't talk to you in this manner. But I, you know, how you could be open and honest with God, you know, even when you're going through certain things, your feelings are like, God, I'm feeling this way. I don't like it. You know, sometimes I go to him for my kids. But I was like, I got to go to him about me. He's going to look to and tell me about me. Okay, I'm going to change this about you. And I mean, and I was like, okay, I'll keep my eyes open. And then I cry. And then at that time, it's a peace and it's a calm.
Yeah.
Because going through what we're going through, I was like, he's the reason why I survived and still standing even now. So I cannot say it was me. I cannot say I got to say he helped me. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Hallelujah. He restores my soul.
Hallelujah.
I think about from the beginning, you know, when Adam sinned and there was some mindsets that need to be broken up and reshaped and molded to be conformed to the image of his dear son. So that's why a lot of these things, because the people who are truly called by his name, he's really working on us. And sometimes it doesn't always feel good, but we still love him. And we still will let him do it because he knows what's best for us. I can't go to him and say, this is not right in my life. This shouldn't be done. No, he knows the way that I take.
Yes.
And
hallelujah.
For the people who come in my life so I can be accountable for my actions and everything that I lay it before him, and he helps me. And he don't leave me that way. I like when you said that he loves us enough not to leave us that way. There was a lot of things that needs to be out of us because of generational things. And he's shaping them on us so when they see us, they will see the Father. When Jesus said, you see me, you see the Father, I like how he said it, and I like how he said that. And I think about the cross and how he went through to get to that cross, and I say, that's how much you love us. And you know, the Elder Bar song, because you have mentioned it before, and all this love waiting for you. It is so much love. That we couldn't even figure it out, even with all of our lifetimes put together. But he is so worthy. And he loved us that much that he took the spitting, he took the hitting, every breath that he took, the pain. And he took on such a great pain for our little tiny bit of pain that we're enduring right now. And I understand the word. He's allowed me to help me to understand what it says, for I reckon for the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. It's his glory. And he's going to truly, like when Jesus said, the Son, you know, glorify, he's saying that, oh, Lord, I hope I say it right. You know, the Son is glorified in the Father, and the Father glorified in the Son. When he went to the cross, God was truly glorified because he knew it would be us, and we would need him step it away. We would need him. We couldn't do these things on our own. I'm so grateful that he loved us this much to do what he did for us in spite of what he felt. Hallelujah. So thank you. Thank you, Father God, for loving us, each and every one of us, the way you did.
Thank
you, Lord. Leave us these ways, but you love us and you're loving things out of us. And he is loving the 18,106 out of us, all the things that are not like him. that when Adam sinned, we are no longer under the curse. He is getting it out of us and keeping his blessings in us and letting it come forth through us for his glory. That's why we are growing through this process, and we're going to come out victorious because he's already on the other side of victory. So may he keep each and every one of you strong. Isaiah 53:5, and full effect in all of our lives and souls and minds and body and spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even those who will receive him today and even the days that come as Savior and Lord when they hear this broadcast. And God bless you and your families, all and each and every one of you. And thank you for the strengthening us and the keeping of us. He is a good God, and he's mighty, and he's worthy to be praised, even through the tears. And because as we praise him through the tears, as we praise him through the stuff, the fear goes away because he is perfect love. And as we focus on perfect love, he's going to cast it all out, cast out all fear. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I love each and every one of you. May he strengthen Pastor Bobby, keep her, and I thank you for the light that is in her and through her soul, and keep us, Jesus. And Father God, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Amen. Oh, and you sent me to Jeremiah 33:3. He took me to Jeremiah. When we was reading all the scriptures, he took me to Jeremiah 33:2-3. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Would you like me to read it?
Yes, you can read it. You got
it? Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Thank you, God, that you're showing us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We love you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Lord of understanding, because his wisdom and his knowledge shall be the stability of our time. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God, for that. Amen and amen. I love you all.
Love you too. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Your line is still open. Amen. Well, Pastor Mom, did you want to say anything?
I just all of them have come along with it. It's good to be there. So, carry on.
Amen. Carry on. All right. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, thank you all for your comments and encouragement. Oh, and before we go, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Pastor Price and her family. We join our faith together for their complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. We thank you, Lord God, that you just arise over them right now with healing in your wings. If there's anyone else who's in need of healing that's on the line right now or will listen in the future, we thank you, Lord God, for arising over them right now with healing in your wings. In Jesus' name, we come against any spirit of infirmity that would try to go through anyone's household. You spirit of infirmity, get out now. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that your healing, health, and wholeness permeates the atmosphere in all of our households, even right now, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Mom, you can close us out with prayer.
Okay.
May the Lord.
May the Lord watch and see me and leave while we have some wonderful love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all.
Amen.